Hey there. Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox. That's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from Anonymous.
So producer Eric tells us that Anonymous has been studying for about 6 weeks at about 10 hours per week and has practice tests around 153.
Great place to be.
Okay. Now Anonymous writes, I usually score 50% correct in logical reasoning, untimed, and the same if I time myself.
Ew, that's gross in both instances. I mean, it's especially gross to be scoring 50% untimed.
Well, it might not be gross in the timed scenario if you're getting 100% correct of the ones you attend.
Yeah,
fine, like great. But it sounds like that's not what's happening. I noticed that in my LR section, I keep missing easy questions. When I look at my answers, I notice I get wrong answers spread out evenly throughout the whole section. Most of my wrong answers are not towards the end. Is that normal? If it is normal, what can I do to overcome this? I feel like this person is taking the test too fast, which is ironic because the first thing they said is I usually score 50% correct in LR untimed. But just because it's untimed doesn't mean you don't go through the questions flippantly, right? Like,
oh yeah,
there's something like, hey, oh, this, D, that seems right. Okay, next. Like, no, you got to lock in the answer before you go to question two, then do question two and then lock in that fucking answer and then go to question three. None of this. Oh yeah. Okay. Feels good. Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. Feels good.
Yeah, you're not reading carefully enough. You're not really understanding what the question's asking you. You're not solving the question. I think people need to wrap their heads around the idea that they are solving each question. Ben said you need to lock in your answer. I agree. I never go back. I only go forward. So when I do question number one, I am doing question number one all the way. I'm going to feel good about my answer. I'm going to know that I'm getting it right. Then I'm going to move on to question two. Every once in a while, I'm going to run into a trickier question where I'm going to be not 100% on that one, but I'm going to be like, well, look, I can't imagine picking any of these other four answers. Maybe there's something about this answer that I'm picking that I don't love, but one of these answers has to be 100% correct. And I can't imagine it being any of these other ones. So it's got to be that one for some reason. There's something I'm not seeing here, but I'm going to pick it. Other times you might have it down to like, well, I know it's not any of those three answers. It's got to be one of these two, but I'm just not seeing the difference. I've taken a deep breath, you know, maybe close my eyes for 5 seconds, take a breath, recenter, reread those two answers again, maybe read the question again. And then you got to just pick one and move on. But it sounds like that's what Anonymous is doing on like all the questions.
Yeah.
Just like, well, it's probably D. B looks good. This one, C. You know, and just not like you're not doing it. You're just not doing it. So like your wrong answers are spread out evenly throughout the whole section because you're not really doing it at any point. You're half-assing it, right? The ones that you got right, you didn't solve those ones either. You just kind of got to like, oh, well, it's probably this one. And like sometimes you're gonna be right. But other times you're going to be wrong. And, you know, that's where 50% accuracy comes from. Remember, you can get 20% accuracy by just blind guessing. So getting to 50% accuracy, you're not actually adding that much value. You're essentially what you're doing is you're wasting time by going too fast. Right? You need to slow way down and try to get 100% accuracy on the ones you attempt. Randomly guess on the ones at the end of the section. Your results are totally normal. That was your question, right? Is this normal? Totally normal for people who are not doing it right. Totally normal for people who haven't slowed down enough to take it seriously enough to solve the questions. So, easy fix.
Yeah.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.